So, one Indeed search gave me this. A few months ago, I did a search on the internet of jobs. I found that there were 49 art therapist job postings in New York, in the state of New York, here in the US, and 29 that were part-time or unavailable for pre-licensees. So pre-licensed art therapists, 29 of them were not available. Only 20 positions left for new art therapists. Yet, I know, kind of from my personal experience, that 2 to 3 times that number graduate with an art therapy master's every year. Plus, there's also other art therapists, also job searching or job switching, who are also competing for the same jobs, same positions every year. So, that led me to this question. Where do newly graduated art therapists go to? There's only like 20 positions left, but there's many times that also competing for the same jobs. Seems like the numbers don't work out, right? So what I think happens a lot, and this is just kind of based on what I have seen myself and my own experience, is that we go to different jobs. We go to different things. Part-time jobs. We do teaching, maybe. We go into retail, go into service jobs, we go into office assistant positions, and other unrelated jobs, right? We do those things. Or some of us might go back to school to pursue another license. Maybe a master's in something different, like a counselor license, or maybe social work, perhaps, or something different totally, so that we can find places to work. And what happens with other people who might not go that route is they just give up, right? Sometimes we do not do the work that we study for. Sometimes we are just completely in a different route, or just not doing art therapy at all. But you know, there are a lot of us who have career goals in life, right? There was a reason why we went to art therapy, grad school. Yeah, but there's also the fact that we have bills to pay. We have families to support. We have a life to live also with meaning, and not just survive, but also really live a life where we feel like we are part of this important web of civilization, of community, and have meaning within what we do. Yeah, we have all these things that we need to fulfill. But once we graduate, oftentimes we don't see things that are allowing us to do always wanted to do our therapy work, right? We're doing counseling, we're going into teaching, we're going into just doing part-time work, we're going into maybe unrelated things, perhaps. Yeah, and I also have experience in this as well. And even if your position might be an art therapist position, oftentimes it's like more like a multi, what is that called, like a position that requires you to do multiple things, wear multiple hats, not just art therapist, but also a counselor, also a case manager, I don't know, things like that, or maybe recreation therapist, right? So what happens when we go out into the world to do the work that we want to do? The structure is just not there, right? Sometimes, you know, maybe it might be different in different places around the world, but at least in the US, and perhaps even like it's more serious in other places, but in the US, you know, the structure is quite lacking, right? And that's just, yeah, how it is right now. Of course, it might change in the future, but I do find that a lot of people, myself included, and other people I have seen, just going to different routes, right, different jobs, just because they need to make a living just because they need to pay the bills, support their families, things like that. But yeah, I think that once we get into the job world, into the real field in practice, we automatically try to just rely on the structure that's given to us. And perhaps it's because like we go through graduate training, and graduate training, all it does is really to make you more suited for 9-to-5 jobs, right? So existing job fields right now. So we graduate and we expect, okay, we're gonna work within this structure, and we rely on the structure, we rely on the job field and the marketplace, the job marketplace itself, but it has disappointed so many people, right? It has disappointed lots of graduates, lots of people, even when they're licensed, even you know, lots of times before they're licensed, because getting that license is not easy. Getting that license means you have a job, but jobs itself is quite hard to get. Not that plentiful, I guess. So the structure outside, so the job field currently, is a structure that's really missing a lot of pieces, right? It's really not that stable and not that sturdy, not that nurturing indeed. Because I remember one time sitting in a job interview at this one place, which, by the way, it's not just an art therapist job. It's like you have to wear multiple hats in this job. They told us in the interview as well. But like this place, you know, there were like 5 other people in the same room with me who were also candidates. And do you know how awkward that feels? to listen to other people's answers to interviewers' questions, and then you yourself answering it, and you already know who's gonna get the job, because you just feel that in the air. It's just like, why am I here? So that's happening, you know, the competition is real, yo, it's happening. But that's just it's just so many people available wanting to do this, but then the structure itself is not really kind of built for that, maybe not yet, but you know, currently. And so I think that when there is nothing given to you, or when the thing, structure given to you is not working, it's inadequate, it's lacking, right? You have to create the structure then, right? You're not gonna work with no dingy canvas paper if it's not working for you, right? Like if you're a painter, you know what I mean. Like, you're not gonna work with that dingy paper. You're gonna get a new, whole new set of paper or a canvas to work, right? Because you cannot work well. No matter how well you try to make it, the foundation is not there, right? It's not gonna support you. It's almost like when you're doing watercolor paint and the paper is like the really thin paper. You cannot work with thin paper if you're doing watercolor, right? And I think it's kind of the same thing. No matter how hard you try, sometimes if the structure is not there, if the structure is not built for that, it's lacking and it's just not there, then I mean, it's a lot of struggle, a lot of wasted time, I think too. So I think that when that structure is lacking, you have to create that structure yourself. You have to just scrap it, make your own, because when you make it your own, you can do whatever you want, right? You have the freedom, right? You can determine how it's going to look like and everything, right? You can determine the features, or you can also be creative too. Be expressive. You can think outside the box. You can come up with solutions. You can find your place in this field by claiming it, and not waiting for it, right? What happens when we rely on the structure is we're waiting for things to turn out well while we ourselves cannot do the thing that we want to do. So that is something that I realized in my own art therapy path, and I cannot change the whole structure of this thing, you know, this art therapy work in this art therapy field. I cannot do that. So what is the solution? To give myself the power to create the structure that I want, right? Not waiting for it, for other people to do their thing, for the system to catch up, right? I almost think like, you know, art therapy is such a new field that it just needs some time to catch up, right? Like, it just needs some, I don't know, 100 more years for things to catch up, you know, whatever it is. But I think that it's just a new field and things are not there, and the structure is just not built to meet our own needs as art therapists, whether that is having opportunities as art therapists, whether that is really being able to do our dream work as art therapists, right? And so the really, really good news is that you don't have to rely on that structure, right? You don't have to keep on working with what's not working for us. So that's why I moved into my online entrepreneur path as an art therapist. I talked about the four different paths in art therapy career, like the employee path, I think there was the freelance path, as well as the business owner path and the online entrepreneur path. But I went to the online entrepreneur path, which is having your own online business, right? Being self-employed, but not just that, but really being able to do it online through non-clinical services, non-clinical art therapy services. So that route, that structure for me worked really well, because actually I could create the whole structure. I love that, right? I could create the whole picture. I could create the whole painting myself, not let people put things on my canvas and then me just trying to fill in the leftover spots. No, I was able to create a whole new canvas, whole new painting, however I wanted. And that is possible with the online entrepreneur path, right? And that's why I share about non-clinical art therapy and online business, because it allows us to do that, allows us to do what the system did not allow us to do. It supports us when the system failed to support us, right? It allows us to create that whole system ourselves. And it, once you create the system, it just kind of gains momentum and then just goes. And I think that's the kind of beautiful part of having your own online business. It's like it really gives you, once you create it, it gives you so much kind of foundation for you to expand from there. It's just so many possibilities, right? And it's easier once you get started, right? It's not like you have to start over all again every year. It just builds upon itself, and that is really the nice part about a kind of non-clinical art therapy online business. So yeah, that's why I share about this so much. I think that so many of us don't know about this, right? And we're just waiting for the system to catch up. We're just waiting for the system to support us while it's not interested in supporting us in the way that we are envisioning, right? Because right? I mean, there's many things that I could go into, but that would be a whole nother topic today. go into like medical model and, right, the insurance system and things like that. But yeah, let's go back to our important topic today, you know, which is to create that path for ourselves, create a system for ourselves, a system that actually works for us, not against us, not limit us, not shame us, not devalue us, right? Not underpay us. So, because I think that we really deserve to do the work that we want to do and be definitely compensated well, because the work that we do is important. The work that we do is so fascinating. I mean, don't you think so? You know, when I was going through our therapy training, I was just so fascinated. Everything that I learned, I was like soaking it up. So fascinating, and I couldn't believe that, you know, art therapy even exists. And yeah, I'm so grateful that I could, you know, learn about this stuff, because it's just so awesome, right? How art can heal us, art can be therapeutic, and we can express ourselves, and that's what we need to do, right? Sometimes we forget that. So yeah, that's how badass art therapists can move forward. not waiting for the system to catch up, but creating our own space in this world, creating our own thing. And that is also the beauty of having an online non-clinical art therapy business. It's just you can create something so unique and you have that freedom to do that. Actually, it is encouraged for you to do that, because when you do that, you'll be very, very, very successful, because you have nothing else. You have something that nobody else can do. And so once you create something very unique like that, you know, it's, you're going to be so successful. It's going to be so fun too. I mean, isn't it fun to make art? Isn't it fun to create something of your own? Isn't it fun to have a piece of thing that is like the embodiment, that is like the representation of you, right? What you stand for, your values, what you cherish, what you think is important, what you think is very empowering for others, what you think can really serve others, help others, and heal this world, right? That's what we're here for. So I think I'm pretty much done with my piece here. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope this really helped you realize that you don't have to give up. You don't have to do something else. You don't have to compromise. You can do what you want if you create your own space, if you create your own path, have your own system, because once you have it, the system will support you back. So hope this was helpful, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye bye.